Krishna Book, Canto 22, Maushala Leela, Chapter 94, Scene 4, Uddhava Gita, Part 4. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued, thus addressed by Lord Krishna, whose intelligence destroys all suffering of material life. Sri Uddhava circumambulated the Lord and then fell down, placing his head upon the Lord's feet. Although Uddhava was free from the influence of all material dualities, his heart was breaking, and at this time of departure, he drenched Krishna's lotus feet with his tears. Greatly feeling separation from Krishna, for whom Uddhava felt such indestructible affection, Uddhava was distraught, and he could not give up the Lord's company. Finally, feeling great pain, Uddhava bowed down to Krishna again and again, placed the slippers of his master upon his head, and then departed. Thereupon, placing the Lord deeply within his heart, the great devotee Uddhava went to Badarika Ashram. And by engaging there in austerities, Uddhava attained the Lord's personal abode, which had been described to him by the only friend of the universe, Lord Krishna himself. Thus, Lord Krishna, whose lotus feet are served by all great yoga masters, spoke to his devotee Uddhava this nectarian knowledge, which comprises the entire ocean of spiritual bliss. Anyone within this universe who receives this narration with great faith is assured of liberation. Shukadeva Goswami then concluded, I offer my obeisances to that Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original and greatest of all beings, Lord Sri Krishna. Krishna is the author of the Vedas, and just to destroy his devotee's fear of material existence, Krishna, like a bee, has collected this nectarian essence of all knowledge and self-realization. Thus, Krishna has awarded to his many devotees this nectar from the ocean of bliss, and by Krishna's mercy, they have drunk it.